This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on India's intellectual property framework and innovation. The participants are Pavan Duggal, Supreme Court advocate, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Pavan, can you please provide an overview of India's current intellectual property framework, including the major laws and regulations governing patents, trademark, copyrights, and other forms of IP protection?
Intellectual property as a paradigm has grown tremendously over the last few decades in India. And the reason for that is very simple. As more and more Indians are getting more creative, the need was felt that we must go ahead and protect the intellectual output that's coming out of the minds of Indians. That's the reason the Parliament and the government has come up with various distinctive laws in this direction. So I can categorically say that India has got one of the very robust intellectual property framework and legal regimes that are available anywhere in the world. Well, things are evolving, and so is Indian law. So it's not that India only has one law on intellectual property. We've got various elements of intellectual property covered under different laws. Just for recap's sake, intellectual property is any property that's generated from the intellect of a human being. Now, once it's an output from your brain, then it's creative. And that being so, the output must be so protected. So the law provides various vehicles through means of which such intellectual property rights can be protected. For example, if you are creating or writing an original literary, artistic, cinematographic, dramatic, or musical work, then the output that you so generate is something in which you have copyright, which means you have the right to copy, which also means that anybody else does not have the right to copy the same. And if somebody does that, you can actually sue the concerned person in a lawsuit for infringement of copyright. Also, infringement of copyright has been made a crime, punishable with imprisonment and fine. Similarly, when I'm actually doing my own business, I do that under a particular name or a brand. And that's the trademark where appropriate protections are given under the Trademark Act. Under the Copyright Act, we have elements pertaining to coverage of copyright, but in the Trademark Act, we only deal with various aspects pertaining to protection of trademarks. Then you also have a scenario where people go ahead and invent certain new things. Now, the moment you are a creator of an invention, then you get a distinctive new kind of intellectual property right protection, which we call as patents. And the details of the various patent legal regime is given under the Patents Act. In addition, there are geographical indications and designs which are also given appropriate protection. So broadly speaking, India has in place a very robust legal framework for trying to protect intellectual property. For the copyright, it's the Copyright Act. For trademark, it's the Trademark Act. For patents, it's the Patents Act. And there are a variety of other legislations in this regard. The ultimate object of the law and the government is very clear. The output of intellectual aspects which have been generated by the human mind must be so protected. And that's the reason why we've seen a massive increase in intellectual property rights litigation over the last few decades. And that's the reason why IP law has become a very hot area of legal practice. And thanks also to the Indian judiciary for their thought leadership. Why? Because the Indian judiciary has realized that India has in place very robust intellectual property laws, but there are still certain gaps, and it's these gaps that the Indian judiciary tries to fill them up by coming up with landmark judgments, judgment law, or case law in this regard. So clearly, I can tell you India is one of the world-class leaders as far as protection of intellectual property through legislative means is concerned. Also, the Indian judiciary is by far the most proactive and the most advanced judiciary as far as protection of intellectual property rights regimes in India is concerned. And now with the increased focus of the world onto India, it's a new age that India is entering into. Why? India is not just the biggest democracy of the world. It's also now become the most populous nation in the world with more than 140 crore people and still counting. And one of the key parameters that is weighing in the minds of foreign companies and foreign stakeholders when they are looking at India is to find out how is their intellectual property rights going to be protected in the Indian context. Because why? Because people have experimented in China and have realized that they have burnt their fingers. Why? You go with the best of new innovations and technology and inventions, and you find that in China, people reverse engineer your inventions, they copy your trademarks, your copyrights, left, right and center, and there's hardly any effective enforcement of intellectual property rights protection in China is concerned. Whereas now India represents a distinctive new model where the companies are very comfortable to come to India because they know should somebody go ahead and violate their intellectual property rights, they can approach the courts in the country, and amongst all the courts, the Delhi High Court has a special place of mention. Why? Because the Delhi High Court was the first High Court in the country which started an intellectual property rights division or an IP division. That means one section of a new section of the High Court has been created where only matters pertaining to intellectual property rights and their protection are going to be heard. We already have now more than 4 or 5 judges who are only sitting on the IP division, only trying to decide matters pertaining to IP. And this example that the Delhi High Court has given to other high courts in the form of establishing a specific and dedicated intellectual property division is now being emulated in various other high courts. So clearly, India is at a cutting edge as far as development of IP legal frameworks is concerned, and we are constantly innovating through a very proactive judiciary who's constantly coming up with landmark judgments to push the rights of intellectual property.
So, Pavan, you mentioned the cutting edge part of it, and you also mentioned that people have burnt their fingers in China, and that in Delhi High Court we have specialized judges who are looking after the IP related issues. So, how does India's IP framework compare to international standards and practices? Are there any notable differences or areas where India stands out vis-a-vis others?
Well, India from the very beginning has been cognizant of the developments globally. That's the reason why India has been part of various international conventions pertaining to protection of intellectual property rights, including the Berne Convention. So India has really sought to collate the best international practices for protection of intellectual property rights in its existing laws. And by coming up with new amendments under its IP laws, whether it's the Copyright Act, the Trademark Act or the Patents Act, India is trying to innovate and update its legal frameworks to be up to date. Clearly, I think we are in sync with all major legal international principles that have been established through international treaties for protection of intellectual property rights. Well, ultimately, it's all going to be how you're going to be effectively enforcing the law. And this is where I think the Indian judiciary's role comes in remarkably as a breath of fresh air. Why? Because of the proactive role that the Indian judiciary has taken in terms of coming up with landmark orders, instantaneous reliefs to intellectual property rights owners who find that their intellectual property rights are being violated or infringed, whether in the actual world or in cyberspace per se.
Yes, and that is what I wanted to ask you, Pavan, about the key challenges and opportunities for innovation within the India's IP framework.
Well, one of the key challenges that faces the Indian IP frameworks is how does the Indian IP framework will now have to deal with a contentious issue pertaining to intellectual property rights created by emerging technologies. Let me give you an example. The advent of artificial intelligence, including generative artificial intelligence, has now thrown up and opened up a new Pandora's box. Why? Because you create any kind of an output using a prompt command to any of these generative large language models algorithms. Now, once that output is so created by a ChatGPT, the question comes up for consideration is, in whom does the intellectual property rights of the same belong to? Does it belong to the person who has gone ahead and created the prompt on the basis of which the said output has been generated by generative AI? Or is it going to belong to the generative AI algorithm? Or shall I say, it's going to belong to the company who has gone ahead and provided the said generative AI program? These are gray zones. We've not yet decided yet. Though in October 2023, the Delhi High Court noted in a judgment that while these emerging technologies like ChatGPT have emerged, but they are still not yet evolved at a substantial level so as to be used either for factual determination or legal determination.
Okay.
But very quickly, as with massive new developments in AI and generative AI taking place, I think the Indian IP frameworks will have to start dealing with its own perspectives on how it wants to deal with it. And how does it want to deal with the entire issue of training your large language model algorithms of AI on copyrighted works of authors? Already there's a huge new increase of litigation in the US where authors are suing these Gen AI companies saying, you guys have trained your AI algorithms on my copyrighted or our copyrighted works, and that tantamounts to infringement to my copyright. Please grant me damages. We'll have to look at how India is also going to deal with this entire issue of fair use, because we have substantially gone ahead and revisited the concept of fair use. But let's also be mindful of the fact that recently Japan has come up with a new approach where it's saying that in case, even if a Gen AI algorithm is using a copyrighted work for training purposes, that will be still deemed to be fair use and not necessarily in a violation or infringement of intellectual property. So India will have to make up its mind quickly. That's one big challenge. Also, with the advent of newly emerging technologies like Metaverse, we have big issues. So when I'm conversing with another person on the Metaverse through my avatar, using his avatar, then the intellectual property rights thrown up by Metaverse as a technology is also beginning to start gaining much more attention.
How can the businesses take protection and protect themselves and their assets and defend against infringement?
If you are in India, or if you are an outside company that's coming to India, if you find that your intellectual property rights are being violated upon, you can go to the courts of the law. You can reach up directly to the High Court, to the intellectual property divisions of the High Court, and seek urgent hearings. Urgent hearings are granted, and immediate ex parte interim injunctions are routinely granted by Delhi High Court once it's convinced that you are the owner of the concerned intellectual property rights. Further, the Indian law also provides for criminal liability for infringers. You also will have the liberty to go ahead and file for the criminal prosecution of these infringers of your copyright and other intellectual property rights. But again, the bigger issue that's now coming up is you will require to replicate the example that's been set up by the Delhi High Court almost in different parts of the world, of the country at large. Some high courts have started having in place IP divisions, but there are a number of high courts yet that still don't have dedicated IP divisions.
India is known for its diverse culture and traditional knowledge systems. How does the IP framework address the protection of traditional knowledge and cultural expressions while promoting innovation?
Well, that's one area that the Indian law has done somewhat, but I think we need to do far more. Let's look at how the Indian traditional knowledge has been exploited by some stakeholders in America. They've gone ahead and got patents, whether it's for the curative effects of haldi or turmeric, or that's a basmati rice in terms of geographical representations and origins. So I think India will need to do far more. Why? Because we are a land of 5,000 years old, a civilization which has got so many facets of its traditional knowledge and wisdom. We would need to come up with specific new innovative provisions that can effectively help protect and preserve the sanctity of traditional knowledge in terms of protection of IP is concerned. Well, because these traditional knowledge drums, or shall I say buckets, are the heritage for India as a nation. And it's going to be the responsibility of the government to come up with effective legal frameworks in this regard.
Pavan, in your opinion, what are the key areas where India's IP framework could be strengthened or improved to better support innovation and economic growth?
Well, India in the last one decade has seen some massive increase in terms of innovation. The Atmanirbhar Bharat projects and the initiatives have kicked up a new wave of creativity. We also have Make in India happening in a big manner. But clearly, I find that the existing IP legal frameworks are not adequate to promote innovation in this ecosystem, specifically even in the context of hardwares and softwares per se. So I believe we'll have to come up with new provisions. This can only be done by coming up with certain presumptions, certain protections to be granted to startups, to innovators. Not everybody who's innovating should be pushed to the court and say, you go to the court and enforce your right. It's time that the law must now start giving proactive protection.
Pavan, thank you so much for your inputs, and thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being with you on Akashvani. Thanks.
You were listening to a discussion on India's intellectual property framework and innovation. The participants were Pavan Duggal, Supreme Court advocate, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289 09404.